This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L-I. All right, so did you guys know that you could get insulin over the counter? Walmart sells insulin, some inexpensive insulin over the counter, which, I mean, I commend, you know, the shopping center for trying to help with these rising drug prices. Unfortunately, Josh Wilkerson from Virginia, I believe he was only 20, I got to find out his age. He was in his 20s. Unfortunately, he died after choosing over-the-counter insulin versus regular insulin. He was apparently found in diabetic coma. And it was in the sleeping quarters where he worked. And his blood sugar levels were 17 times higher than what's normal. And he fell into a diabetic coma. Oh, you know what? He was only 17 years old. I apologize. No, 27. I'm sorry, 27. And so what happened is he was 27 years old, so he couldn't be on the Obamacare 26-year-old allowance to be on his parents' plan. So what ended up happening is he didn't want to buy a high expensive insurance plan, and it doesn't sound like he got it from his employer. And so he tried to save money on his insulin. He was a type 1 diabetic. Type 1 diabetics don't make enough insulin to absorb the sugar and bring the sugar we talked about from the bloodstream into the cells. And so you need insulin. Type 2 diabetics, they make insulin, but they maybe don't make enough, so we have to augment their insulin load, or we have to give them oral medications that help with insulin sensitivity. We have to get them to lose weight, eat less sugar. But with diabetics that are type 1, they need insulin. And so he didn't have health insurance, so he decided to do the over-the-counter insulin. And it sells for about $25 a vial at Walmart. Now, the average diabetic spends $400 to $600 a month on insulin. So to be able to get your vials for $25, you're saving some money. And it sounds like he actually only had a limited form of health insurance from the dog kennel that he worked at. He was only making about $16 an hour. So can you blame him for wanting to, you know, save some money on his medication? So the insulin is called Rely On, and it's cheaper. But it is known as human insulin. It's a type which kind of predates the analog insulin, which we use now. And human insulin takes longer to become effective. It can take up to 4 hours. Now, we have varying degrees of insulin. Some insulin can, you know, deal with your baseline all day. Some are rapid. Some are intermediate. Some are long-acting. So with this being 4 hours, if he was expecting an efficacy like the analog insulin that he was used to taking, no. Analog insulin, a lot of the short-acting ones, that takes about 20 minutes to kick in. So Rely On is sold by Walmart, and they partner with Novo Nordisk. And so they've been able to offer this for people because of rising costs. So, but then the question comes, is it worth it? Is it safe? So as far as I'm concerned, insulin is safe, okay? It's efficacious, but us trying to treat our health issues by ourselves without a doctor, and I know you guys are saying with Dr. Dahlia, you know, you guys want to stay in business, so of course you're going to say this, but I really want people to hesitate treating themselves because it's not that simple. If it was simple where you could be your own doctor, medical school wouldn't be 8 to 11, 12, 15 years. I mean, I told you, I went to undergrad, which was 4. Then I went to medical school, which was 4. Then I had to do a residency, and mine was the shortest of the residencies, which was 3 years. So we're talking post-high school. That's 11 years minimum. And I know people think, well, you just sit there and do Grey's Anatomy, and you learn stuff that I just need practical medicine. I can take care of my kids. I can take care of my family. No, there's a lot of nuances. And I'm going to tell you right now, my 11 years still wasn't enough. I'm still learning. It's never enough. So when you have such a complex disease as diabetes, and I've taught you guys a little bit about diabetes, and that insulin is not being made by the pancreas, and you need to get that sugar into the cells, or your cells die, or your cells don't stay strong, or you don't get fed, there's an art. Medicine is an art. And so if you are going to do over-the-counter medications or over-the-counter treatments, you have to consult a medical professional. PAs have extensive training. Nurse practitioners have extensive training. Doctors, MDs, DOs. We have years and years and years of interning and apprenticing and being a resident. And we see as much as we can in the short period of time of a decade, over a decade of training. And we understand the intricacies of these medications. So a lot of you are like, well, I could just take a Tylenol. I could just take a Motrin. You know, somebody was having neck pain and tooth pain the other day. And they called in telemedicine. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you need to check your heart. You need to get your heart checked. Like, no, I just want to take a Motrin or ibuprofen. I'm like, is there family history of heart disease? They go, yeah. Do you have high cholesterol? Well, yeah, but it's under control. Do you have high blood pressure? Yeah. I go, I don't know what the shoulder pain and tooth pain is coming from, but somebody's got to look at you. No, let me just take an ibuprofen. So these over-the-counter medications that we have, yes, it's great in terms of it's saving you money. It's fantastic that you could treat a lot of minor ailments, but diabetes isn't minor. If you screw up with diabetes, you could go blind. You could lose your kidneys. You could lose a leg. You could get infections that you can't control. You could have heart disease, stroke, etc. It is nothing to mess around with. And so I'm not saying if you use over-the-counter, you're messing around, but getting over-the-counter medication is supposed to be just that. You able to get a medication cheaper and more available. It doesn't mean you substitute seeing a medical professional. Like a lot of women will have burning when they urinate, so they'll run and get some azo over-the-counter to help with the burning. Well, what if that burning is an STI? We had somebody who ended up being cervical cancer. It wasn't my patient, but we heard of a patient that. And so, you know, treating yourself is one thing, but always follow up with a medical professional. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people always ask about how risky it is to have a home birth. We used to do home births in the olden days. You didn't, drive to a hospital. You would just give birth. You did need people to help you. I mean, some people give birth by themselves. They'd be sitting there working by the river, going to labor, give birth, baby would come out. But for the most part, it was kind of a big deal. A lot of women would be around. Dads would be outside the tent, or there as well, going, how many hours do I have to listen to this? I don't think labor lasted as long as it does now, because remember, a lot of people had babies when they started reaching puberty. So the younger you are, the faster a lot of the labor goes, unless, of course, if the baby gets stuck. So, you know, nowadays we wouldn't, you know, really think much of going to a hospital and spending the thousands of dollars of having lights and sterile, you know, equipment and gauze and nurses and NICUs around and things like that. But, you know, there are some people that want to give birth at home. And so there's been a lot of controversy. And people will say, well, gosh, you know, oh, it's dangerous. Well, apparently there's a study saying that these home births may be just as safe as delivering a baby in a hospital if it's a low-risk pregnancy. Now, this is what I have a problem with, but I'll tell you about the study. So they say a risk of newborn dying within 4 weeks is 7.8% higher in home births. But scientists claim that these odds are not statistically or significantly significant. Now, scientists from McMaster University looked at data from around 1 million births from 14 studies to compare the dangers of different birth locations. They found that the risk of a newborn dying at the scene or within 4 weeks was up to 8% higher at home than at a hospital in uncomplicated deliveries. But even though the odds is greater, they go, technically it wasn't statistically significant. So if there's a lot of women in well-resourced countries who want to have a home birth, it might be okay. Now, apparently Meghan Markle had wanted a home birth, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry's wife. She is 37, so apparently she had to go to a London hospital. She had been a week overdue in May. And wanted to do home birth, but then again, 37, that's considered advanced maternal age. Supermodel Gisele Bündchen, also a celebrity, couldn't want to do hospital birth, wanted to do it at home. She wanted to be where, you know, she was surrounded by love and where she felt safe. It's not so much that, it's the privacy issue. It is so hard when people know you to be in that position, giving birth. I mean, I was a resident. And so everybody in the hospital knew who I was, and everybody wanted to come in and see. So I had no privacy. I would have loved to give birth at home. The only problem is I was going to have complications, and I was like, I had to put my kid first. So, you know, I'm not surprised that a lot of stars want the privacy, and celebrities and, you know, dignitaries want the privacy of being at home. But what I'm worried about with this study is it's a hell of a lot cheaper to give birth at home. And the push for us to save money and go more socialized might unfortunately incentivize a lot of these studies to come out and say, oh yeah, give it a try. And that's where I get a little nervous, okay? If you're my doctor, and you said, you know, Dahlia, what would you tell your family? What would you tell, I treat my patients like my family. You put yourself in a position where if God forbid anything goes wrong, there's help. That's what I would tell anybody. I treat my patients like family. Not because I'm not worried about getting sued. I would feel bad. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. I told somebody to do something and then things went wrong. And so everybody says, well, if it's low risk, you could probably get away with it. But the problem is pregnancies go sour in labor. So, you know, you could have a high-risk pregnancy where you're having issues all throughout your pregnancy. But then you could have a very well, normal pregnancy going all fine and dandy, and then all of a sudden, you start to arrest in labor, where the cervix doesn't dilate all the way. Or baby starts to get hypoxic. Or baby, I don't know, cord starts to wrap around the neck. And it's not that the baby suffocates from the cord around the neck, it's that the cord gets pinched. And so, now what do you do? So you can have a great pregnancy, you can be young, you can feel fine, you go home, and then something happens. The reason why I'm bringing this up to you guys is you guys need to be really, really careful about the news that we're seeing now, and the news that's coming out. Where, you know, like, let's say, EKGs. I talked to you guys about how I think anybody, right, over the age of 40, should have a baseline EKG to check the heart. Well, that's not a recommendation. Nobody's recommending for that to be done. They're not recommending that. They're like, no, because, you know, if anything's abnormal, then you have to have tests. It could be expensive. And they're like, if you are low risk, you do not need an EKG. So what are risk factors for heart disease? High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. If you're a smoker, family history of heart disease. Here's my problem. If you've never gone to the doctor and you have no blood work and you're seeing a doctor for the first time, that doctor has no idea if your cholesterol is high. Yeah, they could probably prick your finger, check your blood sugar, but they have no idea. And so how do we know you're at risk? What if you're adopted and your dad died of a heart attack at age 32? So as far as I'm concerned, I don't know if you're low risk. So I'm for getting the EKG done. So, you know, when they say if you're low risk, I can't tell you how many people I see, you know, they'll call in, because I do telemedicine now, saying they have chest pain. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's review your risk factors for heart disease. They go, I don't have any risk factors for heart disease. I am good. I can exercise. I have no problem on a treadmill. Well, that's fantastic. But how many people have had a heart attack while working out or running marathons? It does happen. So, you know, people underestimate their health all the time. And, I'm a little nervous about this article had come out, the study had come out, I believe, targeting the UK. Because, again, they are trying every way possible to figure out how to make money and save money. They are having major problems. In fact, they're trying to figure out how to also keep doctors, trying to figure out what they could do with pensions. Remember I told you there was a report that in order to keep nurses happy, and, you know, since they don't have extra money to pay the nurses, they want to give them free gym memberships. I mean, that sounds pretty desperate to me. And I like England. I think, you know, Great Britain is a really great country. Beautiful. The people there are amazing. Still not over the whole taxation without representation, but that's okay. I'll let bygones be bygones if we have to. But they are just grappling with some major issues with their healthcare system. Now, maybe it's because I could understand articles coming out of there, right? So they have like the Daily Mail. It's a huge news outlet that comes out of Great Britain, and we read it here in the States. And so they all the time are telling us scoop on what's going on with the health system there. And, you know, people in America, they don't seem to care. They're like, well, you know, they do it in England. They could do it in Canada. Quit comparing us to Canada. Please quit comparing us to Canada. Canada has way less people. They have a very high tax rate. And again, they don't have as many people not paying taxes like we do. So if they could have a socialized health system, I mean, the more people putting money into the system, yeah, it could work. But if half our country's not paying taxes, that it's not going to work. And what do a lot of Canadians do? They go to America for health care. So from here on out, anytime you see an article saying, well, this test may not be necessary, or this screen may not be necessary, or yeah, you could do home birth, realize that it's not always the patient whose best interest is the focus of the study. It might be this push on, guys, how can we save money? And mind you, as a scientist, I mean, I'm not, you know, criticizing. I mean, if you're a scientist and you're asked by the government, so can you find out how risky this is? So we have an accurate idea. I mean, you're going to do a study. But it's just some people could interpret it as, oh, yeah, I'm safe and I'm good. Not always. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Four people died in a stabbing rampage in two Southern California cities. A 33-year-old man is in custody.
There was at least three different robberies that happened where cash was taken. Four people needlessly lost their lives from this savage suspect.
Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas.
On the heels of the Dayton massacre, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is calling for stepped-up background checks for gun buyers. Today, he's talking about new proposals to deal with children's mental health issues.
That we are seeing in Ohio a significant increase among our young people of anxiety, depression, and suicide.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if you guys heard this story. A Georgia woman was arrested because she told police, apparently she was on Facebook Live ranting about how she was infecting others with HIV. But she told police, no, I lied. I'm not HIV positive. Police Major Herman Lamar said that Brandy Yakima Lassiter met with detectives, showed them results of a 2018 blood test indicating she did not have HIV. She has agreed to take a more recent blood test. America's police in Georgia began investigating after receiving links to the video that showed that Lassiter was naming men she claimed to have infected, along with their wives and girlfriends. Lamar said she told police she was angry at the people named in the video. He said the blood test results will help decide whether they're going to charge her or not. Now, in Georgia, it is a felony to knowingly transmit HIV. Yeah, I, again, I'm torn with that. Remember, somebody was just arrested because he lied to his sexual partner that he didn't have HIV. And, you know, knowingly spreading HIV to others, that's bad. But I always kind of wonder, the other side, how are you believing them? You ask somebody, hi, do you have an STD? Oh, no. Still wear a condom? That person might not even know if they have HIV or not. Like, look, she had a negative test in 2018. Does that mean she's still negative? How does she know? So, a lot of controversy whether you should go to jail if you give somebody HIV. Well, the little caveat here is, did you knowingly, did you purposely give somebody HIV? Now, to me, if you find somebody, you rape them, and you force HIV into them, man, you need the book thrown at you for raping, and you need the book thrown at you for purposely infecting them with HIV. But what if you really don't know your status and you hook up with somebody? They end up getting an STD. They then accuse you of knowing and you didn't know. Now, the burden of proof, remember, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Unfortunately, that's not, you know, the case. If you look like a big bad guy who got somebody drunk and slept with them, and gave them an STD, you're going to look more poorly upon than the innocent person who, you know, had sex with you. But, you know, my defense for the guy in this case is, well, what if she gave it to you? So I was talking to some patients about this, saying, get your STDs panel so it shows that you're negative and you're clear. But then somebody said, but wait a second, if I don't have an STD panel drawn, then doesn't that protect you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, then I could say they gave it to me. I'm like, yeah, but I'd still get the blood test showing that you're negative. But the reason why this story made headlines is we have some real kooky people out here. Why would anybody get on Facebook talking about how they gave everybody HIV? Social media, I'm sure crime investigative departments and centers have now developed the art of analyzing social media, because a lot of people will use that to air their grievances, air their frustration, air their plans. You know, somebody told me that a lot of young murderers, they will announce it on Facebook or social media ahead of time. Older individuals won't. They'll just quietly do it. But the younger ones seem to be more vocal. Just like that Connor Betts putting all these weird cryptic posts about death and going to hell and all this other stuff. When people get mad or people get angry or they get fixated on something, it's a very communicative newer generation. Now, I'm not saying we're going to find all serial killers or mass shooters online, but there's sure a lot of them being pretty out there, as opposed to being, you know, very reclusive, reckless. So, this person's kind of kooky, and not really sure what's going on with her, but this is somebody that would be a red flag. And you know, poor police. I love police officers, and I can't imagine having to do their job every day. But, you know, what if this person, let's say, and I'm not saying she particularly is going to, you know, decide to go to guns or anything like that, but you have somebody here, I mean, look at the psychology, you have somebody here that's mad. They're mad at a group of people enough to call them out and publicly say they gave them HIV. Now, I'm not saying that's the same as wanting to kill them, but that sure the hell has some evil in it, allegedly. I'm assuming she doesn't have HIV. I'm assuming she just went on and just did it. I mean, she has HIV, that's a whole other story. Then she's even more evil, you know, to willingly spread it. But, you know, we're looking for the next mass shooter. We're looking for the next killer or the next person that's going to do some real, real bad things. And the problem is we always play Monday morning quarterback. Somebody does something really, really bad, and then we go back and go, oh, look at that post. Oh, he said that to the girlfriend? Oh, yeah, we should have known. So, I mean, here we are, where we have somebody who is, you know, crazy enough, allegedly, to go online telling everybody that they gave him a deadly disease. And now everybody they know has a disease and almost reveling in it. Don't you think that's a red flag? But you see, what do we do? That means nothing in terms of that person ever becoming a mass shooter. You can't predict that. So the problem we have is we do identify people that have some serious illness. We identify people that really, you know, probably need help. Do we have enough help out there? Do we have enough psychiatrists, psychologists? You know, psychologists, they need to get paid per hour. They spend maybe an hour with you, half hour to an hour. And if somebody needs to pay off their loans and, you know, wants to have a decent income, they probably want to make gross about $150, $200 an hour. The average person can't spend that money for 1 hour of talking. So they hope their insurance will pay for it, and insurance doesn't always pay for therapy. A lot of people, they don't even want to spend $30. It's a lot of money. So there's psychologists out there, but not a lot of people want to use them. It's expensive. Or they'll go, they'll feel better, and then they'll quit. So here we are, possibly identifying people, but now what's the most politically correct constitutional way of dealing with somebody that might go kooky? I mean, you can't lock them up. If she doesn't have HIV, the police are not going to lock her up. She might not have broken any laws going online. Now, there might be a civil suit because of privacy issues, because she named particular people. But she might not have done anything criminally wrong if she didn't have HIV. So she is then out there. Somebody who might be a red flag in our book of somebody who, you know, has some malice, malicious intent. What do we do? We don't know what to do. I mean, that's why we're stuck. You know, we were talking about in L.A., in Santa Ana, somebody taking machete-like knives and killing people, going on a rampage, stabbing others, walking into a subway, walking into a 7-Eleven. He stabbed a security guard, stole his gun. How do we find those people before they, in broad daylight, decide to just do things? Now, people say, well, it's drugs. A lot of them are on drugs. All right, well, how's our war on drugs? We've been fighting drugs for decades. They're still out there. There's drugs out there. And then there's the argument, people who are medicated, that go off their medicine. How do you make sure somebody takes their medicine? To me, I think the only easy solution is beefing up security and us as citizens being prepared that it's a jungle out there and we're going to have to protect ourselves. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in vaping news, not looking good. Apparently, the FDA is now investigating 127 reports of seizures in e-cig users. Now, I don't know if you remember, in April, the FDA said they were investigating 35. Well, there's been an uptick of 92 additional cases. And now the FDA is like, whoa. Was there something in vaping liquid that may be making people seize? And people, meaning teens and young adults. Now, this isn't the first time the agency has heard that there could be a link to seizures. Since 2010, they've been receiving multiple reports. But they haven't been able to identify if somebody had a pre-existing condition and that might have predisposed them, or if the nicotine toxicity could be doing it. So back in April, when Dr. Scott Gottlieb was FDA commissioner, he said, while we're still learning about the long-term potential effects and health risks of e-cigs, existing scientific research offers some clear evidence that several of the dangerous chemicals in tobacco smoke are also present in the aerosol of some e-cig products. Now, Dr. Ned Sharpless, current acting FDA commissioner, he's encouraging people to report adverse events. And he's like, guys, if any of you are seeing an association, please tell us. Because somebody may have a seizure, and if the doctor doesn't ask about the vaping history, we can't connect the two. So they say additional reports and more detailed information about these incidents are vital to help inform our analysis and may help us identify common risk factors and determine whether any specific e-cig product attributes, such as nicotine content or formulation, may be more likely to contribute to seizures. So, what is a seizure? Well, we talked about how seizure activity is where you have abnormal electrical activity in the brain. So, your brain has an electrical choreography. And the electrical activity, don't ask me how it works, but it just works. Tells you how you're seeing, how you're hearing, how to move. The brain is one of the most amazing organs out there. It's just blows my mind how these nerve signals can do it. Unfortunately, if the electricity doesn't conduct properly, brain function gets disrupted. And a seizure is where the electrical activity is not in sync. So you could have convulsions, these involuntary jerking movements. You could lose muscle tone. You could lose your vision, hearing, smell, loss of bladder control. A lot of people having a seizure will pee on themselves. Loss of consciousness. Sometimes they'll stroke. Some people have brain damage. Some people die during a seizure. Now, nicotine toxicity has been linked to seizures. E-cigs, many times, contain more nicotine than cigarettes. Then there was a study that looked at certain e-cig flavors causing vessel disruption. Well, again, if blood flow is off, that could also lead to a seizure. So, you know, we were just talking about how a bunch of people have been hospitalized because of lung infections based on, you know, their e-cig use. But seizures is some pretty serious stuff. So if any of your kids have had a seizure, you better ask them or search their room for vaping devices, just in case that could be it, if there's no other reason for the seizure. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FBI is warning of romance scams where online daters are acting as money mules. They say up to 30% of romance fraud victims in 2018 are estimated to have been used as money mules, laundering funds that were obtained in illicit activities. And boy, are you at risk. When you're single, you're looking for love, and you go online. Now, a lot of people meet people online. I've had family members meet people online, friends. You can meet some great people. Unfortunately, though, a lot of people that go online are desperate. Not everybody. But there are some group, there is a group, that's, they can't meet anybody. And they're going to go online to try to find somebody. Scammers will attach to that. So say, according to a new warning by the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, the latter flavor of confidence romance scams commonly involves one of a number of meticulously crafted stories that may ultimately result in the victim unwittingly aiding and abetting in a crime. So they say, often these con artists will convince you to open bank accounts under the guise of sending or receiving funds. Now, we've talked about that. In fact, I wrote a book with my mom called The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. And we talk about how if anybody asks you to open up a bank account or anything about money, nobody online should be talking to you about money. That's a huge red flag. So these accounts that they're asking you to open up is used to facilitate criminal activities for a short period of time. The account is flagged by the financial institution and may be closed, but then the actor may tell you to open up a new account or be on a new victim. And they say sometimes the fraudster will complain to be European or an American living abroad and will tell the victim about a lucrative business opportunity. And the venture is said to have already attracted a great deal of interest from investors who are willing to fund it, but they need a U.S. bank account where they could send the money. And then the scammer may convince you to open up the account in their name or register a limited liability company and allow money transfers to flow into the account. In reality, though, the fraudsters transfer stolen money into the account, and they instruct you how to forward the money into their accounts. So apparently this is happening a lot. And a recent report by the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, said that up to 30% of romance scam victims in 2018 were used as money mules. So, it's becoming more and more. Apparently, in 2018, the IC3 received reports from 18,000 people who claimed they had been victims of confidence romance fraud. And what were the losses? About $362 million. That's an increase of more than 70% for 2017. So, you go online, you want to find love, and somebody, and it won't be the first date. It won't be the first interaction online. So, I mean, it'll be something like this. You're online, and you meet somebody. Let's say you're a girl, and you're like, okay, gosh, I don't want to sleep with somebody on the first date. So let's say it's somebody on the other line that you're meeting, and they're like, you know what? I want to take things slow. I've had some, you know, bad relationships in the past. You seem really, really nice, and I want to make it work. So I don't want to mess anything up, so we'll take it slow. Okay, well, you're like, oh, wow. I'm not used to hearing that. Most of the time, they want to go to bed. Then, okay, well, let's talk again, because I really want to get to know you. Then you guys start to share. You know, well, you know, I never really told anybody this. I don't like to kind of talk about it, but I feel so comfortable talking to you. But, you know, I lost my job. Or I've had some money issues. Yeah, but don't tell anybody. I don't really like to talk about it, but, you know, now that we're being open, you know, we need to tell each other everything. And you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, he's opening up to me. And then the next conversation. Yeah, you know, these are things I need to do, but you know my situation. And, you know, so, my mom's sick. But we'll make it work. Let me help you. No, I couldn't do that. No. Come on. We just met. No. And the fourth date. I start talking. And, oh, so how are you? How's your mom? Not good. Apparently the medication she needs is expensive. Man. So I want you to meet my mom. You remind me of my mom. She's amazing. So hopefully when she gets better, I want you to meet her. You know, and Thanksgiving's coming up. So now you're thinking, okay, relationship. I'm going to meet the mom, Thanksgiving. You know, well, tell me more about this medicine. And then you guys start talking. Well, let me help. I just couldn't do that. You know what? I'll let you help. The only reason why is it's for my mom. But, I mean, if this was for me, I wouldn't take your money. I mean, it's stuff like this. And, you know, when you want love, you will believe anything. You will, you know, you will. So, whether it's opening up an account or laundering money or, you know, just please be careful out there. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.